A jury here in Los Angeles will continue deliberating the case of Michael Wimpy tomorrow. The former priest is accused of molesting a boy in the early 1990s. The sex abuse scandal is threatening the archdiocese with what could be the church's most expensive legal battle in the United States. Rachel Miro of member station KPCC reports.
In his closing argument, Deputy District Attorney Todd Hicks likened Michael Wimpy to a lion on the African savanna, carefully selecting the weakest members in a herd of gazelles.
And the parishes where he preached at were his hunting grounds. And for him, the boys in the parishes that he preached at were his prey.
Wimpy doesn't dispute he was a pedophile for the first two decades of his pastoral career, but in 1987, the church sent him away for a year of treatment in New Mexico. After that, said his defense attorney Leonard Levine, his client stayed out of trouble.
No matter how much you have contempt or hatred for what that man did in the 1970s and 80s, it's about the charges in this case.
Just the same, the trial was dominated by tearful testimony of Wimpy's earlier crimes, including the testimony of the plaintiff's two older brothers. They accused Michael Wimpy after the sex abuse scandal in Boston made national headlines. Again, Deputy DA Todd Hicks.
Up until the scandals of 2001, every victim thought he was alone. People would see an article in the newspaper, read about it, and begin to think of their own lives, take stock of it, and then get the courage to come forward.
Those victims coming forward prompted California lawmakers to lift the statute of limitations on sex abuse charges. That unleashed a flood of allegations and arrests. But the U.S. Supreme Court struck down that window of legal opportunity, and Wimpy was one of those who walked free. It took new claims of fresher crimes to put Wimpy on trial again. Elsewhere in L.A. and California, sex abuse victims frustrated by the Supreme Court decision filed civil cases, 560, against the L.A. Archdiocese alone. They accused church officials of failing to protect children from predatory priests.
I think Los Angeles is the worst archdiocese in the country.
Jason Barry has written two books on the sex abuse scandal in the Catholic Church and covered it for the National Catholic Reporter.
Boston was glaring, but it's a much smaller archdiocese than Los Angeles, and the sheer range of the priests in Los Angeles who've done these things is rather numbing, to say the least.
But in contrast to Boston, the L.A. Archdiocese has yet to release uncensored personnel files of priests the Los Angeles DA's office is trying to prosecute. Appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Archdiocese claims bishops have a First Amendment right to counsel priests in private. And while earlier documents show the Archdiocese did shelter pedophile priests in the past, spokesman Todd Tamberg says in the 1990s, that all changed.
People were being taken out of ministry when we had new reports of abuse. And then in 2002, we made that retroactive. So even past incidents of abuse, too, those priests were removed.
But old cases could still put the L.A. Archdiocese in a difficult spot financially. Settling with 560 plaintiffs could cost as much as $1 billion. And while insurance companies are expected to pick up the bulk of the tab, there are no guarantees. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.